What up, what up? Matt Verzal hanging out here on a Thursday. Thank you for listening wherever you may listen. If you're on the wonderful Driving Around Your Car AM radio station, we appreciate you there. If you're streaming live, I kind of want to cuss when I say that, but then I don't want to put you in a bad spot. But
thank you. Thank you.
Just for the streamers. The streamers seem to like that.
Yeah, I'm glad they like it.
Do a little off-air. Beep, 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 beep. Beep, beep, beep.
You know what? Come see us live. We'll curse all you want.
Come in for breaks. There you go. We're going to auction off. Come sit in during the break. We're going to raise a little funds for somebody.
Right.
All right. Come in and watch in between the breaks. Watch Verzal drop about 47 F-bombs in 3 minutes. Because he heard one time that it proves you're an intellectual.
Man.
As I promised before, for those of you that got to live the greatest time in the history of America in Lincoln in the 90s, we are going to go to the hotline. We're going to talk to Eric. Eric, what is up?
Hey, what's up, Bert?
How are you, buddy?
Hey, so I grew up as a teenager in the 90s, so I can't really, I'm not going to sell you guys out too much.
Nah, go ahead.
Thanks, Eric.
So this is actually like the late 80s, but I figured it's good enough.
Yeah.
So I'm probably like 9 or 10. It's the late 80s. Nebraska had a fairly good defensive end. I'm not going to name his name, but you can probably figure it out. Fairly good defensive end from New Orleans. He played for the Chiefs and the Broncos. So I guess one night, my dad, who was a fairly young man at the time, was coming home on a Thursday, got home a little bit later than usual. And I was like, hey, Dad, what's up? Why are you so late? He's like, well, I was walking back to my car and saw these guys slashing tires.
Oh.
So we didn't really think anything of it. And, you know, this is before Twitter and everything. Thank
right.
God. So we get home and, you know, a few days pass and we're walking to the Husker game. Again, I'm nine or 10. This is like the peak of my fandom. And I'm obviously a big fan of 99.
Yeah.
We sit there in the stadium, and he's nowhere to be found.
Okay.
And I can see on my dad's face, you know, it's slowly sinking in that I might have got that guy suspended. So yeah, I couldn't even imagine that happening today. So
yeah. They'd be suspended before they even got done. They'd be back. I mean, you'd Twitter and Insta, and you'd be over.
And growing up, you know, I graduated high school in 97, but was around enough of Lincoln and downtown during those days that I'm just so happy that Twitter and Facebook and Instagram wasn't around back then. And I'm sure you guys feel the same. So that's all I got.
Amen there, brother. Thank you, Eric. Yeah, it was by no. Now, the things that kids are doing, same things that were getting done back then. Don't kid yourself. Don't get it twisted. It's just that you didn't have the social media to know. People were doing dumb stuff all the time. All the time. Hey, by the way, Georgie, one of my favorite reads or commercials on here is your Ferrell's one. You're doing a great job with that.
Oh, well, thanks, first.
Yeah, bud.
Yeah. Love those guys.
Reshaping?
Yeah, man. It's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard, but it's rewarding. And Ferrell's makes it easy.
Uh-huh.
Super easy.
One of the greater mental challenges you'll have to lose, because you go the right way, right? You work out and
eat well.
Yep. I'm more of like, all right, I got to get all this off me, and then I'll rebuild myself back up. So I'm like, I can't do it. I don't have the mental strength to do it both at the same time.
And you know what? Here's what I'll say. Since my 10 weeks, I've been like a little bit off.
Uh-huh.
Not a little bit off. You know, just like kind of enjoying life a little bit more than I was during my 10 weeks. But the 10-week sessions are starting back up on Saturday. The orientation is this Saturday.
Okay.
And I made a vow. I said, as long as these 10-week sessions are going to keep going and that kind of stuff, during the 10 weeks with whoever starts, I'm with it. Full-blown, exactly how I did in my 10 weeks.
So you like lifting in a group environment?
I like lifting in a group environment. Okay. I like working out in a group environment. It's just, I like people pushing me. It's kind of like, I've played team sports all my life. So it's one of those that like, I get that team atmosphere, which is great. Which is absolutely what I need. Instead of me being by myself, going to a gym, working out on a treadmill, and trying to lift weights on my own and that kind of stuff, there's no motivation for me. I need somebody there right next to me, pushing me as I'm pushing them type of deal.
It's weird, because I'm my own worst enemy, right? If you could give me an empty gym and I get the keys and I can go in there where no one's in there, that's when I'll choose to work out.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a, and it's a complete mental mind F of myself,
mm-hmm.
right? So I know what I once was, and I know what I could once lift, and I know what I could once do. Case in point, we're working out. We had a training session last night, so I'm working out with the fellas. And I went to punch, not literally punch, but just football punch
yeah.
with my arm. Well, evidently, my shoulder had been out of place, and so I went to punch. It popped about six times. It went, and then I was like, oh. And I was like, oh, it's back in. I was like, this is great, guys. And they are looking at me like I am nuts, like I have lost my mind. But as I was leaving to go back to Paisans to work, I was like, oh, my God, you are just a disgrace. Like, look how far you've fallen. Like, you can't punch anything. You're a little bit less weight. You might be a little quicker than you were. You've got no power. It was like just, and it's just a self-loathing trip back to the
business. I was like, oh,
man. But props to you for doing that. I wish I could. I wish I had it in me. Maybe if I get stronger, then I'll be willing to hop back into that.
Yeah, it's great. I'm not.
That's the next phase. Hey, go ahead. That is one of my favorites.
Here's what I will say. Anybody, you can still sign up right now. I know that they definitely didn't pay for this, but it's fine.
Yeah.
Shout out to Pharaohs. But like anybody who didn't sign up, they have asked me to coach. They have asked me to be a coach
for
the 8:45 sessions on 120th and Fort.
Okay.
So if you want
to coach,
and when I'm coaching, I already got one person in, shout out to Bob, and I'm not a hard coach. I don't consider myself hard, but I'm going to hold you accountable. If you hold me accountable, we're going to hold each other accountable. I'm going to be doing the program with whoever I get to coach. So there's still time to sign up right now, and I can still get you a deal. So you can hit my email, george@1620thezone.com.
Yeah, that's awesome.
If you still want to sign up. 10 weeks.
Because you've coached before, right? Not necessarily weight lifting or that, but you've coached sports.
Yes.
Yeah. So you get to just.
Oof. It's one of my favorite things to do.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite things to do.
Nothing better in the world. Couple quick follow-ups. Thanks to John, number one, for asking the recruiting question, and Chris, happy to help with however I can. What do I do? And so this was kind of a sarcastic one. Great. Teaching more 90s technique. We're not running the option anymore, smarty. That is true, and that's a great point, but it all does cross over. Okay, now, some things have changed, but there's more than one outlet out there, too. I study. Like, it's I don't ever want to go back to school. I have no desires to have a master's. I like to say I have a doctorate from School of Hard Knocks, where I just go make a mistake and then I fix it and get myself out of it. But it is one thing that I will go. I have a couple sources I use. I'm actually going to go get certified as one of their instructors this summer. So that's kind of where that comes from me, from the background of what I like to do with that. So, And then, Tom, I did send you a message up. I don't know what position your kid plays, but we'll find somebody to help him out if he wants to put in work. Because it is, that's the piece, right? You got to find that one person. When you get old, you call them mentors.
Yeah.
You know, my good buddy Haas, he had a mentor when he worked for a company that I'm not going to mention their name because I don't know if I can or not. He had a mentor there, right? Taught him to sell and taught him to ask and taught him, you know, all those things. I was looking at a guy that I was in business with right out of college. He was kind of the guy I looked up to. He was a mentor for me. I could ask him questions whenever I want. I can still ask him questions whenever I want now. Gave me the greatest piece of advice ever. Take care of the people. The rest will take care of itself. Yeah. If you live by that, if we all just kind of as a society tried that out, I think we'd all be a lot better. Just got to take care of each other. But we will move on. I'm going to take a break. We'll come back some emails here when we return on Game Time on the 1620 Zone app. Streaming live at 1620thezone.com. Do what you do. Make it happen, folks. It's Thursday.